Jane Zender Merrill, who's the director of Kids Count in Michigan. Jane, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
You got your coffee set right over there, Jane?
I do. I've downed a couple already.
Well, the National Kids Count report has been released. Tell us about it.
Well, this year, the National Kids Count has a new index. For years, they've used 10 basic indicators to assess child well-being.
And Jane, I'm sorry to interrupt, but before we dive into that, tell us what the Kids Count report is and who compiles it.
Okay, this national report comes out of the National Kids Count Project at the Annie E. Casey Foundation, whose mission is to improve the well-being of disadvantaged children in the country. And this report has been published annually since 1989. This is the first year that they've shifted dramatically this way of calculating child well-being throughout the U.S. And what they do is compare the states on overall child well-being as well as in four specific domains.
All right.
Education.
Go ahead.
Economic,
I'm sorry.
Education, economic well-being, health, and family community.
Why is this report important?
Well, our public policies and budget decisions have a great deal of impact on how kids do in this country and in this state and in our communities. So it's, in essence, a report card on how well we're doing taking care of our kids.
How are Michigan kids doing?
We're 32nd in the country, which isn't where you want to be. Number one is the best, and that means that we are not doing real well compared to other states. On child well-being.
Who's number one and why?
Well, New Hampshire, those states out in the Northeast, they tend to be smaller states, higher levels of education, more affluent. When you look across the country, the southern states do the worst. They make the least investment in their kids, in their state budgets, by and large.
What, as opposed to previous rankings, how are we doing? Improving, slipping, holding?
The National is telling us that we shouldn't be comparing with the previous overall rankings because this index is so different. We have 16 indicators as opposed to 10, and we've retained only six of those original 10. So this is a quite different system. So we start from ground zero in essence. We're 32nd this year based on this set of indicators, and the important information is how we compare with other states. We really can't do a historical perspective.
According to the National Kids Count report, what are Michigan's strengths?
Our strength is health, interestingly enough. We're 22nd in the country. It's the only domain in which we fall in the top half of the states, and that's largely driven by the fact that we've made sure that kids who lost health insurance with this huge unemployment, huge rise in unemployment we had, which of course people lost their health benefits, we picked those kids up on Medicaid. So only 4% of kids in Michigan are without health insurance, and we know that kids that don't have health insurance don't have access to health care.
What are Michigan's weaknesses?
Our biggest weakness, not surprisingly, is economic well-being. We've seen an uptick in all four of the indicators, and we're 36th in the country overall. The area where I think it's most distressing because we see almost no improvement is in education, where while we're stagnating, other states have made improvements, so we're slipping in the ranks on those indicators.
So what does that tell us that we need to do here in Michigan?
Well, I think the when we look at this economic well-being issue, where the fact that at the state policy level, we're under cutting, the programs that help families get through tough economic times is very disturbing. The fact that we've cut the earned income tax credit, we're tightening eligibility for cash assistance, and we're putting in tougher eligibility around food stamps. All of these things are not really helping families get through these times, and it's no fault of their own that there's only three or four jobs for every unemployed parent. The other issue is, of course, a lot of poor families, parents in poor families are working, but they're working one or two jobs, piecing together part-time, and they're still not making enough to lift the family above poverty. So it isn't that people aren't trying. It's just these are really tough times.
All right. So do you see those tough times improving, and what could be done to help those folks?
Well, clearly what we need to do is strengthen these safety net programs, particularly the earned income tax credit. It's really a discredit to Michigan that we've cut that program and you've put money in a rainy day fund at a time when we could help families have enough income to meet the basic needs of their families. We're talking about the economy turning around, but it's still very volatile. We have not seen the number of jobs come into play that we need in order to have a healthy economy. And with huge budget cuts looming, we're looking at an economy that could take another dive.
Anything else with the information you saw interest you or catch your eye?
Well, you know, I think that the other, the good news, I'll give some good news, Tony. We're seeing more high school students graduating on time. We're seeing more children living in families where a household has a high school diploma. So clearly we're making some progress in those areas. At the same time, we're seeing a leveling out of the teen birth rate. After 20 years of steady decline, it's now leveling out, and we're still way high as a country and as a state compared to the rest of the industrialized world. So I guess, you know, those were the shifts that I hadn't really anticipated, and it's very interesting to sort of look at these new set of indicators and see how we place compared to other states and also what the trends are.
Jane, if people want to see more of the 2012 Kids Count report, where can they go?
They can go to the National Kids Count website, which is www.kidscount.org. And we also have information on our website, www.milhs.org.
All right, Jane Zender Merrill is the director of Kids Count in Michigan. Jane, as always, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony.